All right, welcome to it. Hour number three. Good Lord, lock up the women and children. Nah, let them lose. Let them lose. I'm Steve Gerber. Here are three big things you need to know for Wednesday, October 16th, 2019. Number three, the brand new mid-engine Corvette, a huge winner. According to those that have been behind the wheel of the American supercar, I hope I'm next. Please, pick me, pick me. Number two, Republicans working on legislation that would make it easier for Michigan residents to carry a concealed weapon in far more places, and it may mean the end of the requirement of a CPL license altogether. And number one, while all eyes have been focused on the Democrat debate and the impeachment noise, Republican John James putting together a winning campaign and bringing in a whole lot of money. We'll talk about that, but first, this rises to the top of the pile today. A court order issued yesterday blocks Michigan and Governor Whitmer from enforcing the recent ban on vaping products, specifically flavored vaping liquids, as a lawsuit from vaping companies makes its way through the courts. That's right. That's right. The Court of Claims judge, Cynthia Diane Stevens, allowed the injunction to be granted. Been sought by vaping companies. Here's part of what she wrote. Defendants are hereby enjoined and restrained from enforcing the emergency rules at issue until further order of this court. Now, as you know, Governor Whitmer proclaimed a statewide health crisis. That was last month. Became the first state in the nation to ban flavored vaping products, nicotine products, citing issues with the Michigan Department of Health. Then an emergency rule was put in place banning the sale of flavored e-cigarettes. Took effect October 2nd. That is now no longer in effect. Now, emergency rules can stay in place for 6 months and then be renewed, but it looks like it's not going to happen. The first lawsuit was filed by 906 Vapor, Marquette, Michigan. Mark Sills, the owner, sued the state and said the state doesn't have the authority to shut his business down. Which he said, in effect, that's kind of what they're doing. They're taking away a big part of their business. You can't do that. Now, Judge Stevens put the case together with another one from another e-cigarette company, declining to issue a temporary restraining order that would have stopped the ban from being implemented on October 2nd, but said she would consider another motion for a preliminary injunction that took testimony into consideration, granting the preliminary injunction in an October 15th order saying plaintiffs have demonstrated they will suffer irreparable harm, losing market position, customer goodwill, if the bans remained in place while the court works its way through the lawsuit. Now, the case is not resolved, which, of course, what she's saying is there's a process here. But if the ban stays in place while this process plays out, the business would be destroyed during the process, which, by the way, happens all the time. Individuals and businesses are destroyed because of the so-called process in the legal system. It takes so damn long for things to happen that people's businesses and their lives are upended and wrecked. While lawyers, you know, go back and forth and they do their thing. No hurry. It's the process. And while they fiddle around, people's lives are destroyed. Attorney General Dana Nessel is representing the state. A statement released from that office was preparing to seek an immediate stay and will seek to appeal the judge's decision directly to the Michigan Supreme Court. Here's what Nessel wrote. We are resolute in our efforts on behalf of Governor Whitmer and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services to protect the health of Michigan's children. The youth vaping crisis is an urgent public health matter that demands immediate action. Meanwhile, Andrea Beitley, spokesperson for the vaping business group Defend Michigan Rights, praised the judge's decision. Beitley saying, we are ready to work through the normal legislative process to arrive at a balanced solution. We'll see what happens here, but that is a big decision for the vaping world. Doesn't affect me or my kids, because if they get caught with vaping products, there's going to be, what do we call that? Oh, yes, hell to pay. You listening, kids? Hell to pay. All right. Republican U.S. Senate challenger John James, man, he's bringing in the money. John James, a A man who ran against Debbie Stabenow and came up about 5.5 points short in 2018. Back in the race against Gary Peters, James brought in $3 million, just over, in the last quarter, in the last 3 months. More than Gary Peters brought in. But Peters has a huge cash advantage and money available to start with. There is a deadline we just passed at midnight for new fundraising disclosures from the candidates for the U.S. Senate and House. The disclosures cover money raised and spent from the beginning of July through the end of September. John James, not spending much right now, collecting cash and getting ready for a battle. For a battle. Over that period, the James campaign, which launched in June, raised $3 million. The campaign reported having $3.8 million still available. 30,000 low-dollar supporters who have given so generously, said James in a press release. I'm so grateful. A businessman from Farmington Hills. Peters first elected in 2014. He's one of only two Democrats running for office in the United States in 2020 in a state that was won by Donald Trump in 2016. The other is Alabama U.S. Senator Doug Jones. Trust me, Gary Peters is a vulnerable U.S. senator. The Democrats would have you believe they could win back the Senate. Don't count on it. And if John James has anything to say about it, it will be a bigger Republican majority when the smoke clears on November 4th, 2020, the day after. In other news here from around the state, the Republican lawmakers are seeking to eliminate requirements for concealed carry licenses. I doubt it'll get through the, I don't see Governor Whitmer signing this. No chance, but I bring it to your attention anyway. In an article from the Detroit News, lawmakers are considering legislation that would eliminate state requirements for concealed pistol training or licensing in Michigan. I like the idea of training. I like the idea that people that have a CPL have been trained how to use their weapon. I'm just going to tell you that straight up. The legislation also would ease bans on carrying a concealed pistol in a child care center, sporting arena, bar, church, hospital, or college campus because it would allow the private entities to make their own decisions. The government wouldn't make that decision. The owner of the establishment would make that decision. The concealed carry bans at schools would stay in place under these proposed changes. We'll keep an eye on it and see what happens. We will keep an eye on it and see what happens. Oh, and by the way, I haven't seen one on the road yet, but I look forward to it. The brand new C8 Corvette. All new 2020 mid-engine Corvette C8. It's out, by the way. It's out. And apparently people like it. People say that it has Ferrari-like performance for well under $100,000. I'd like Ferrari-like performance for under $10,000. Can we hook that up? Anybody got that for me? No? Well, that's no good. I thought we were getting somewhere. Anyhow, people seem to like it a lot, is what I'm saying. The new Corvette, hats off to GM for building a great new product. It's part of the program brought to you by DTE, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE, know your own power. It's the Steve Rivers Show.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
Elected officials in Michigan broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. Worse yet, it created many new problems while failing to address the real issues. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close. And there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.